Reviewing the talks which wrapped up on Saturday, Liu He, Chinese President Xi Jinping's special envoy and vice premier, has described the talks as positive, constructive, and fruitful. Liu He says the results are the collection of a unified voice from all sides to avoid a trade war.
我说的美方是包括美国的政府，包括美国的参议院。
By U.S. side, I mean the U.S. government, Senate, House of Representatives, businesses, and people. By Chinese side, I mean the Chinese government, people, and enterprises. Their strongest appeal is to stop trade war and stop imposing tariffs against each other.
The latest round of U.S.-China talks wrapped up on Saturday, with both sides issuing a joint statement, vowing not to launch a trade war against each other. The two sides have also promised to develop stronger bilateral ties in economics, trade, and investment. Specifically, Liu He says the two sides reached deals in areas including agricultural products, energy, and exports. Liu He says one of the areas where the Chinese side can help reduce the trade deficit is through China's growing spending power.
You know, in China, the Chinese people really like to buy more, and the Chinese market will become the largest world market. So to increase import and rebalancing the economy and also expanding domestic demand is our national policy.
Meanwhile, Liu He says the U.S. side also needs to dial back the rhetoric.
你在这个市场获得一定的市场份额呀。
To gain shares in the Chinese market, the U.S. must look after Chinese people's feelings. If Chinese people don't want to buy their products, any conditions will be in vain.
Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has also gone on record saying the two sides have agreed to put a possible trade war on hold. This includes the U.S. side backing away on plans to implement threatened tariffs on the Chinese products heading into the U.S., with Mnuchin saying two sides intend to continue to keep the lines of communications open on trade issues. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.